Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. With over 150,000 titles to choose from, you can download a free audiobook of your choice. Sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/truckertom. Tango Tango Papa 1771, September 7, 2013.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you. It's this evening. It's actually 1 o'clock in the morning from Lamar, Missouri. So I am finally on my way home. I was up in Minnesota. Let's see. So I was up in Minnesota. I dropped and hooked. I didn't drop and hook. I thought it was going to be a drop and hook, but it was actually a live unload yesterday evening at Fridley, Minnesota, which is a suburb, one of the many suburbs of Minneapolis-St. Paul. And so then I picked a load up this afternoon. The appointment time was at noon. Got out of there finally about 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Austin, Minnesota. So I finally got the load loaded, and then that load goes to Temple, Texas. However, they're allowing me to take it home, and then someone will simply come and drop their empty trailer and pick up my loaded trailer, I'm assuming probably tomorrow, or today, Saturday. I told them I'd be there probably by about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Excuse me, it's looking like it's probably going to be, I'm guessing, depending, I should get there between 12:30 and 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So, and then the guy has plenty of time to get it down to Temple. He's got all day, you know, the rest of tomorrow. Let's say someone comes and picks it up tomorrow. And then they've got all day Sunday, and it's from West Fork, Arkansas to Temple, Texas is 300 and something miles, so that's not that bad. So anyway, kind of been very busy driving, and it seems like lately all I do is just, you know, I'm driving and I'm sleeping, and I'm sleeping and I'm driving, and that's about it. So not much time for much of anything else. So now let's see. So I've got what I've got today. I've got a comment, an audio comment. It's fairly lengthy from Jeremy, kind of responding to the last podcast. And I also bought a new toy. So before I tell you about the new toy, I want to talk a little bit about Audible, and you know that I've been an Audible subscriber for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, maybe longer at this point. I'm not sure how many audiobooks I have from them at this point, you know, now, but it's getting to be quite a big number. And so Audible is really a tremendous value. Now, I subscribe to the one book a month plan, and they take the deposit out of my account, or you know, the payment, and then but I can take that one credit and buy different books, and some of those books can be actually quite expensive if I was to buy them outright. You know, this the book that I just listened to, you know, there's three in the series. I've listened to the first two, The Coming of the Third Reich, and then The Third Reich in Power. The next one in the series and the final I'm going to get is The Third Reich at War. And those books are like $33 a piece, something like that. And so you get a nice little discount if you subscribe, if you're a subscriber. Now they have, besides the one book a month plan, they've got a two book a month plan, and so on and so forth. So it just kind of depends on what suits you. But Audible has over 150,000 audiobook titles. Just think about that. That's a lot. That's probably more than one person could listen to in their entire lifetime. 150,000 titles. And of course they use the really professional narrators. They use the, you know, the people that narrate these books are really good. They're very talented. It's amazing. And the other part that's great for me, obviously, me driving a truck all the time, I've got a lot of listening time. So, you know, I've listened to podcasts, and sometimes I listen to music. But I also like listening to audiobooks. Because, the thing that I find very valuable is the fact that I can take time that otherwise I probably wouldn't, you know, I might not get much out of as much. And yet I can listen to, you know, some of the latest books that have been written on, usually what I go for is nonfiction. So in my case, I go for, you know, sometimes it's either historical stuff or sometimes it's more, you know, I've listened to books about, Nikola Tesla. It's like a biography of Nikola Tesla. I've listened to books about you know, different types of science, so on and so forth. So it's invaluable to me, because otherwise, you know, do I have time to sit and read? I don't have much reading time. You know, I've got whatever reading time I have is fairly limited. So, but I've got lots of listening time, and so Audible performs a very valuable service. And, you know, so it's possible for me to listen to these things, and books about different types, you know, just all over the kind of run the gamut of nonfiction type books. I can listen to some really, you know, the leading people, you know, that are coming up with different theories and so on and so forth. I can listen to this stuff and kind of be very well informed, much more well informed than I ever possibly could be without it, because I don't have the time to sit and read, but I do have the time to, you know, it enables me to consume some very, material that I find very interesting and or entertaining. So, or edifying. So, give it a try. If you're not an Audible subscriber, give it a try. You can get one free audiobook. If you go to audiblepodcast.com/truckertom. So that's the URL you want to go to, and I'll have that in the show notes as well. So it's audiblepodcast.com/truckertom and sign up for the free audiobook. Sign up for the trial. And I think that if you're like me, that you're going to end up really getting something valuable out of Audible. 150,000 shot titles to choose from. Audiblepodcast.com/truckertom. The other day, you know, I've been kind of vaguely aware of dash cams. You know, I knew they existed, and I know that, you know, in Russia they're very popular. And so I was just kind of vaguely aware of them. But the other day I was in this truck stop. It was a TA truck stop, and I don't remember where it was. It might have been in Pennsylvania. But I was in this TA truck stop, and at the counter, you know, where you pay for things, fuel desk, they had a dash cam set up, but they had it plugged into it was probably a 12-inch widescreen monitor, you know, because they sell different types of TVs and truck stops. Usually the TVs that they sell, you know, they're all flat panels now, but they, you know, they're different sizes, and most of them are smaller because people have them in their trucks. And so this one was probably, I'm assuming it was probably about a 12-inch, maybe 11 or even a 10-inch widescreen TV, flat panel television, LCD. And, you know, now the ones they sell in truck stops typically are going to be dual power. So they're going to run on either household current or direct current. You know, you plug it into 12 volt and run it. So, but in any case, they had this little TV set up there, and they had a dash cam plugged into it, with, of course, with the camera aimed right at the customer, you know, so it's going to get your attention. It's kind of like, you know, if they put a mirror there and you saw yourself in a mirror, you know, so that kind of got my attention, and it sort of got me thinking about dash cams. So I kind of got online and I did some research, and in the meantime, a friend had been kind of talking about them, and not, you know, as I say, I was sort of aware of them. Now on Amazon, you type in dash cam and you're going to get some interesting prices will pop up. You can get a dash cam, and I don't know how well it works. I guess they do work if you know, there are people do review these things. You can get one as cheap as $17. There's models for $30, on up $60. And then if you, depending on how sophisticated you want to get, then the price goes up from there. So, but of course, what they're selling in a truck stop, those are typically selling for about $99. Now, so I, you know, for a while there I was debating, do I want to wait and just get one of those off of Amazon, or do I want to go ahead and buy one in the truck stop? Now, chances are the one in the truck stop is going to, you know, it's going to be probably a little bit better grade as far as the way it's built and what have you. Because in some of those reviews, the people were saying that the really ultra cheap ones sort of felt a little bit flimsy. So I ended up buying, there's, you know, and it's some weird brand, it's number 4 and Insight, Foresight, is the brand, and they're selling those in different truck stops. Now, of course, all of these things are made in China. And that sort of adds to the obscurity, because you've got all these really, they all kind of are many of them have kind of similar design, but they all have, some of them are almost indistinguishable from other ones, but there are slight differences here and there. And so they're very obscure. These brands you've never heard of. And even when some, you know, people are doing reviews on them on YouTube, you can find a number of different dash cam reviews on YouTube, quite a few. And even then, they don't really make it clear which one's which model. If you're going to review something, then you'd better really try to spell out exactly what you're reviewing. But so with these dash cams, it's a little obscure. So in any case, I bought this one, and I've got the TA Petro, TA and Petro are owned by the same outfit, and they give you a 10-day money-back policy and then a 30-day exchange policy. So I went ahead and got this, and I've kind of been playing with it, and it's kind of fun. Now, it's not meant to be, even though this thing is 720p, some of them, you can buy some of them off of Amazon that are 1080p. This one is 720p. Normally you'd buy one of these things. The idea is that if someone, there's some kind of an accident in front of you, then, or someone does something that causes an accident that you become involved in, then potentially, you've got video proof of what happened in front of you. Well, be that as it may, what I'm more interested in is occasionally I'll end up going to some very interesting places. Sometimes I know it and some ahead of time, and sometimes I don't. If I go into a port of some sort, shipping port, which I don't really like to go into those places because they're kind of confusing. But you go into a shipping port and you see some very interesting things. The big giant boats and these different cranes and what have you. And so a shipping port can be quite interesting. So that's an example. But then there are other times when I drive into some sort of a large factory complex. And those can be interesting as well, especially if it's if they're refining anything. You get all these pipes going, they've got them routed, and you can get into some. Occasionally, I'll get into some very interesting places. Excuse me. So the idea, was, well, why not get one of these cameras, and then on the occasions when I do find some interesting video, or let's say somebody does something really dumb in front of me as I'm driving down the road, and that happens occasionally, I would have video of it. So, and then that video I could easily put up on YouTube. Now, the way these cameras, so it's not really a replacement for a regular camera, because obviously the camera in my phone is pretty decent. The camera in my phone is 1080p, but this is 720p, and it's set. Yeah, there's no focus or anything. It's just a very wide screen, wide angle view, to the point where it's a little bit distorted. You get a little bit of a lens barrel effect where, things kind of curve a little bit out towards the edges of the image. But the idea is that you want as much image as possible. But the idea is that I can just take video, and, if I have something interesting, then I've got it. All I have to do is stop the thing, and there it is. I've got it, I've got the save the file, and I have it, and then I can do whatever I want to with it, because these things run on it. They save to an SD card. Now, this came with a 2 GB SD card, and so I will, today I went ahead and I was on Amazon.com, and I was able to buy a 32 GB card, which the thing will work with. 32 GB card for about $20 or $21 off Amazon, with Amazon, with the Amazon Prime second day shipping. So I'll be getting that while I'm home, because I'm on my way home. So the you know, but the, this thing, it, you know, they come with a suction cup, so it came with a suction cup, and it you know, with the mount, and so it just sticks right to the windshield and aims right out of the windshield, and it's just sitting there, you know, recording all the time. Now, the way these things are set up, you now this particular one, I think it said it recorded, you could set it for 1 minute, 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, and then it just after it gets done recording, right now the default was 5 minutes, so I left it on 5 minutes. When it gets at the end of the 5 minutes, then it just goes normally. It, you know, let's say you insert a blank formatted SD card in there, it's going to record 5 minutes, and then it's going to record five more minutes, and it puts each one of these as its own file, and then it goes, when it runs out of room, it goes back and it deletes the oldest file to make room for the, you know, the next 5 minutes. And so that way it's just a, it's a continuously sort of a loop in a sense. So with the oldest stuff constantly being erased. Now, obviously, the bigger the card you put in there, the more video that you're able to keep before it goes back and starts erasing. So, it's just a nice little thing to have, and so far, so good. It's a nice little unit. It's not perfect. It doesn't record perfect video. It's not, you know, it's not anything like that Sony high definition camera that I used to carry with me, but that I just kind of have at home because I wasn't kind of making use of it anymore much. So there's no point in carrying it around with me all the time. It's not that, but on the other hand, it's pretty decent video. It's 720p, and the color balance looks pretty good, and it's good enough. And it's there. It's right up, you know, kind of stuck right up on the windshield, and it's there in case something interesting happens. And then I've, you know, which it does from time to time, as I say. So I've got it, and these things are kind of neat. But I got that, and kind of having fun with that a little bit. And so I have uploaded some test videos to YouTube. I'm still in the process of experimenting with it. Of course, one of the nice things, if you know, I can upload the files just directly to YouTube, and YouTube is able to accept them just fine, like it would from any other device. The downside, you know, that Sony camera that I have that's tape, you've got to capture it into the computer and then spit the, you have to export the file that you want. You have to kind of export it, and then you can upload it to YouTube. You know, this is a direct thing. It's just right on the SD card, and so I can just, I've got an SD card reader on my MacBook Pro, 17-inch MacBook Pro, and I simply plug it in, and there's the file, and the computer is able to just suck the file in, you know, with no trouble at all. It copies it really quick because I've got a card reader that actually, plugs into an expansion card. It's an expansion card reader. So, that works pretty well. That just gives me something extra to kind of play with. Because the video, the problem, I don't know. If you can set up with a tripod, there are people that do that, obviously. They'll set a tripod up and they'll turn the camera around and talk while they're driving, and then, you know, to kind of turn it back around and aim it back out the windshield. And I don't know. I've done some of that before. I really don't in the past, and then uploaded it to YouTube. I don't really feel comfortable doing that now. you know, our society is just kind of going insane, or has gone insane to a large extent. And you can see what's happening with all this texting. You know, people are just going crazy about, you know, trying to get people to stop texting. And, you know, a New Jersey court, I don't know, a judge a few days ago, this New Jersey judge decided, you know, said that if you, let's say you text somebody and you know that they're driving, that you could be, potentially, you could be held liable. You know, that if you knew they were driving and you knew that they were going to look at the text, they wouldn't be able to resist, that you could be held liable even though you're not with them. Now, you know, I think that's kind of ridiculous, but that's the extent that we're at, and it's a bottomless pit. So who knows what, you know, what could happen at some point. Let's say somebody's videotaping, or they're videoing with their phone or something, and it's, you know, and they end up in an accident because they were messing with their phone, or, you know, or with some sort of a camera, and it ends up making the national news and becomes a topic of interest for a while. That could end up being very, you know, to the point where, or, you know, it could be, if it made a big enough splash and it hit the news cycle just right, it could end up, you know, people finding things like that on YouTube, finding those videos. They could, you know, you could end up with a kind of a frenzy of, you know, kind of a feeding frenzy type of thing, you know, where all of a sudden people, oh, this is horrible, and, you know, and you know, it ends up becoming a big deal. So, you know, and then I think back to this rodeo clown here recently that wore the Obama mask during the rodeo, which, you know, rodeo clowns do stuff like that. You know, they've done that stuff for years. Well, you know, it made the, you know, people just went crazy over it for a while. You know, to the point where the rodeo company fired the rodeo clown because he did, how dare he do that? It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So that's the type of society we're in, and so I really don't feel comfortable kind of obviously doing something that could be perceived as distracted driving, and then putting it on YouTube. I just don't feel comfortable doing that. So, you know, I won't do it. But so with this dash cam, it's just there and it's recording all the time. And as I say, if something interesting happens, I've got it. And without any effort at all. And without any distraction at all. So, and then, you know, I can upload those files directly, or I've got the option, obviously, on this MacBook Pro of bringing it into Final Cut Express and doing editing as well. And, it makes for a clean way of, sort of a clean and easy way of getting video into the computer. And then editing it, it just makes it, you know, as opposed to the, you know, that Sony camera, you know, having to plug it in and then you have to do the real-time capture through FireWire. You know, it's just, which is kind of a torturously slow process because it's all done in real time. So, anyway, I got that and kind of looking forward to playing with it. So I want to go ahead and play Jeremy's audio comment, and I'll probably end up doing stop start on it, so let's just jump right on in. So here is Jeremy.
Hi Tom, it's Jeremy here. I'm on the road on the way to work again, and I just wanted to drop in and respond a little bit to what you said in your most recent podcast. You had played my voice file about truth, and that got the conversation going about truth and perspective and relativism and everything. I certainly didn't mean to create the impression that I believe that truth was relative. I think that my choice of words was probably not a good one when I said it, an agreed upon standard. I think that that was more of a kind of a social commentary kind of a thing, where if people can agree on what truth is, they can kind of move on to the next thing. And I don't think that somebody, you know, more than one person agreeing on something makes it true. Certainly not the case. So, yeah, bad choice of words there. And I take the sort of the same tack that you did in saying that, you know, what we can agree upon is that truth is real. Truth is out there. And then it's kind of up to everybody to strive for that. And I think that's probably what you talk about a lot, what you mean when you talk about getting in touch with your creator, is sort of that journey, that the perspective is what I was focusing on. You know, what skews our perspective, and what sort of blinds us to what the truth is and to potentially finding out what truth is. I hear a lot of people say something like, if God is real, then why does evil exist? And I kind of have to laugh, because I feel like they just answered their question. In asking the question, they answer it at the same time. It's kind of like saying, if darkness exists, then, or if light exists, then why is there such a thing as dark?
Okay, let me go ahead and interrupt. You know, if that question, you know, and I've heard people say that, well, if God exists, then why does evil exist? And that question is actually rather ignorant, because if you read the Bible, you know, in several different places, it directly says that God created evil. To put us to the test. If you want to put it into experimental terms, you know, let's say you've got your experiment and you've got your different chemicals and you want to produce certain results, or you're going through some sort of manufacturing process. Then, are you going to test some materials? If you're gonna get the results that you want, you're gonna put the materials through. You're gonna have some sort of an adversarial thing that the material has to go through in the process to get the final result. Or if you're going to put something to the test, then you've got to have something that actually puts the material to the test. So, you know, if let's say you're making steel, and your goal is to make the steel as just as strong as it possibly can be, well, you know, you can make your little steel ingots all day long, but, you know, if you're really going to be able to come up with steel that's as strong as possible, then, you know, I don't know if you've watched these shows where they have the hydraulic thing that, you know, it's like they got the steel and it stretches it, you know, and to the point where it's, you know, it puts so much stress on it that it, you know, it stretches it and it actually snaps. So that's sort of an example of, if we as human beings, as living souls, are being put to the test. And so we have the opportunity to sort of be stressed and actually develop, because otherwise you know, what would be the point? Why would you, you know, why would God, if you were God and you could create anything you wanted, why would you create a creature that would just say, I love you, I love you, I love you? It would be a robot. You know, and even, a, you know, if it's a biological creature, it'd be a robot. So, we, evil has to exist in order for us to be put to the, you know, to act as a foil. Evil has to exist if we are to find the truth. If we are to really become conscious, it has to exist. And if it didn't exist, then, you know, we would be like a dog or a cow or dolphin, or you name the animal. If evil did not exist, then we would simply be just like those animals, and we would have our instincts, and we'd be aware of our environment, but there would be no consciousness. We could not be conscious of our own existence in the same way. Because evil, there has to be temptation if we are to really become conscious. Temptation has to exist. So, it's sort of a hard thing to talk about, but once you get the concept, you know, once you get the concept in your mind, then, you know, of why God created evil, created that force, once you understand that, then it becomes, you know, then you can kind of, you got the model, you know, the model of it and how it works in your mind, and that works a whole lot better than words do. So, but it's an ignorant, that's really an ignorant question when people, or an ignorant statement, ignorant question when people say, well, if God exists, then why would he allow evil or whatever? You know, why do bad things happen to good people and so on, all of those sorts of things. Then people get all emotional and it really shows their ignorance. And in a lot of cases, people will do that. They're sort of doing it as a, you know, doubting the existence of God, or try to ridicule anyone that believes in God, etc., etc. What they're really trying to do is, in many cases, they're guilty people. And they've got a guilty conscience, and they're trying to mitigate that, distance themselves from their conscience. And so there, you do that. One of the ways you can do that is to sort of ridicule the idea of God, and, you know, come up with these silly things about, well, if God exists, then why would he create evil, or why would evil exist? They're doing that as a means of making everything into gray, kind of a gray thing, you know, where there is no right and there is no wrong, and they can be as rotten as they want, and so on and so forth. And it's a means of distancing, driving a wedge between themselves and their conscience. So, ultimately, it's really, sometimes people will sincerely ask the question, but other times, you can tell if someone's really sincere, or if they are simply twisting it, using words to twist to their own advantage. So I could go on and on, but so let me go ahead and play the rest of Jeremy's comment. We still got about 20 minutes and 10 seconds worth, so here's Jeremy again.
I hear a saying a lot of times saying, you know, I had to experience tragedy in order to understand what real joy is. And to me, you know, it's if even if I didn't know that God existed, and I guess, you know, we can argue about whether or not you can know, I to know it to be provable that God exists. I know it because I experienced it. And I can't give somebody empirical evidence that God exists other than to say he exists to me. And if something is something exists as a creation, that to me argues that there is a creator. And for me, that creator is what I call God. Now, I'm sorry about the coughing, Tom. If I say, if God is real, then why do bad things happen to good people? I just say, you know, if an ant is born with one leg missing, the ant have this sort of internal struggle about why he was dealt a bad hand. You know, that ant just gets to work. Or, you know, the colony eats him. I don't know how it works out there in nature. I think that humanity is given something extra. They're able to reason through things. And you talk a lot about what sets us apart from the animals. And yes, we are able to have that relationship that you talk about. And somebody who asks a question like, why do bad things happen to good people? Again, the answer is there in your question. You can't have good without evil. You can't have light without dark. You wouldn't have the ability to know one from the other if the other didn't exist. Left and right, up and down, you know, there's all these things that I talked about last time regarding perspective. You don't have to know the vocabulary to know that there is an opposite. I think that the reason we question it is because we're trying to come to some sort of realistic conclusion for ourselves, just so we can settle with it. Again, in our own egocentric world, we're trying to maintain control. We're trying to get that little extra, I need to know, and even if it can't be known, you know, I'm gonna find out why if it kills me, or I'm just gonna reject that there could be something outside myself controlling my destiny, or that has ultimate control over this universe, or that at least, you know, was the ultimate Kickstarter for this universe, and now there's something bigger than me that I have to contend with. I just think that nature is the perfect example of why good things happen to, or bad things happen to good people, and, you know, like, good things happen to bad people. I think it's one of the proverbs in the Bible is that, you know, it rains on the just and the unjust. It doesn't matter, you know. Nature doesn't discriminate. And so I think that to say that there can't be a God, otherwise he wouldn't allow an innocent child to be born with cerebral palsy. You know, silly things like that, where we talk about natural selection in nature. Well, it's not like humans are immune to this reality of nature. We live in nature. We are natural people. We are organic. But we also are supernatural in that we have an extra level of rational thought, of reason, of emotional connection with nature, and that's where these weird questions come from. Well, I consider them to be weird. I guess, you know, to me, it's not rational to, it's sort of an irrational approach to that perspective of what is God and what is the Creator, and why would ever reject that this world could have possibly been created by something bigger than myself. To me, you know, it's an irrational question, why do bad things happen to people? But it's such a common question that I really think that that must be what's going on, is that they don't see the natural order of things, where this universe has opposites in almost everything. There's light and there's dark, there's north and there's south poles in the magnetic field, if one planet smashes into another, they have to go in opposite directions now. It's just one of those things where if you really take a moment and observe, you would come to a realization that we are not immune to nature. And in turn, we are not immune to evil and good. Good would not exist without evil, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And so to ask the question, you answer the question. I hope that makes some kind of sense. And again, Tom, thanks for the great show.
Okay, well, thank you, Jeremy. I thought that the comment was going to be quite a bit longer, but I know what happened. Because I started it, what I have to do, I plug it into the telephone. You know, I've got this patch cord, and so I plug it into the Zoom H2 recorder, you know, line in on the recorder, and then the headphone jack on the telephone. So I start the recorder recording, and then I start the Voxer playing your comment that you've sent. And so it records, and so what I did, I started that, and then I just left it, because it was going to take a while. I left it, and, then I came back later, and maybe a few minutes later, and it was still going, and so then I kind of forgot about it, and then I was driving down the road, and I happened to remember, oh, I've got that's going, it's got to be done by now. Of course it was. So then I stopped the recorder and what have you, but in the meantime, I think it went about 13 minutes longer than what your comment was. Your comment was about 9 minutes or so. So anyway, thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate that. The idea of whether God exists or not, that strikes at the very core, at least for me, that strikes at the very core of why we exist. Why do I exist? That question has been with me my entire life, and it's, I don't think that the question, I think at one time I thought that everybody must have that question, but I don't think that's the case. I think there are people that that maybe they avoid that question, but that question has been with me my entire life, and but it's I don't know, it's you're never going to convince everyone. Forget about what other people think, and you have to answer the questions yourself. You have to be your own scientist and go after these questions yourself. And you can certainly listen to, if other people have some interesting things to say about things, then you can kind of listen to them and listen to their thoughts. And that's absolutely useful. But at the same time, ultimately, you've got to be able to kind of take what you've learned and sort of find or discern answers for yourself that make sense to you. And but the world is full of people that, as I was saying before, the world's full of people that are either confused, and they're either sincerely confused and they're really looking, and maybe they'll eventually find what they're looking for if they're really looking, because you've got to really want to find it, after all. And then there are other people that don't really want to know the answer. They just want to, have their little mess of pottage, and they don't want anything that would disturb that. And, real answer is the very last thing they want. So, but if you're the one, if you're one of these people, like me, that's been searching your entire life, then don't be discouraged. Keep looking. You'll find it. You will find what you're looking for. If you are really determined, you can, the answer is there. And you can find the answer. So, and you can prove it to yourself, and it doesn't matter what other people think, what other people say about you, what other people think about you. It really doesn't matter. You don't need their approval. And if you do need other people's approval, I'm sorry, but there's something wrong with that. There really is something wrong with needing other people's approval. That is a terrible, terrible, not only a terrible burden to have, but it's a terrible, it's really a character flaw. If you need other people's approval, it's a character flaw. So, anyhow, I think I'm going to go ahead and cut this off. I need to get to bed, see if I can't sleep, and then I'll finish my 10-hour break here at Lamar, Missouri, and then head on home and get away from the truck for a few days. So, in any case, hope everyone has a great weekend, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.